The Summit Land Conservancy will host the 6th annual Wild and Scenic Film Festival coming up on April 24th at the Jim Santee Auditorium. Summit Land's director Cheryl Fox says it's a collection of mostly short films with an outdoor theme.
The idea of the film festival is really to inspire people. And I think that's one of the things that we really like about it, because so often when we start talking about environmental issues, there is a lot of gloom and doom, and it can be very discouraging. And the reason that we like this film festival is there are a lot of stories where one person is making a difference, or a country that we might think is not capable of doing something to sort of stop global warming actually is doing amazing things.
The Wild and Scenic Film Festival is a key fundraiser for Summit Lands. $10 buys you a ticket to the festival and a membership to Summit Lands. You can go on to the Summit Lands Facebook page for more information. Fox says the films have been selected by a volunteer who doubles as a Sundance Film Festival film guide editor, so the films are well chosen.
A woman named Barbara Bannon, and she's also a film professor at the University of Utah and has worked with the Utah Film Center, and she reviewed the choices that are available for this Wild and Scenic Film Festival. So she sort of did a pre-screening for us, and we're really excited because the quality of the films that we were able to find this year with Barbara's help are really outstanding. I think people are really going to enjoy the program.
Also, Fox says some wildlife cameras will be installed around open spaces in town to establish some scientific data about the migration patterns and other habits of wildlife.
There is so much anecdotal evidence about wildlife in Park City. I mean, yesterday I saw a big herd on Quarry Mountain, on the south slope of Quarry Mountain, herd of elk. But we don't have real solid scientific data. So we are really hoping that we can use these cameras to say, all right, on this day at this time, we saw this wildlife. And we'd like to keep them there for a while so we have a measurable sample so that, you know, all right, you know, these 3 weeks we saw the same fox every single day. As I said, there's a lot of anecdotal evidence. All of us who live here know where they are. But that isn't really useful when you're applying for a grant.
That's Cheryl Fox, director of the Summit Land Conservancy. The cameras that will be installed are still cameras with motion sensors. The cards from the cameras will be downloaded every few weeks. Fox also reminds folks that with spring here, and especially with the recent snow, trails can be vulnerable to damage. Please respect those areas that are muddy by not walking or riding bikes through them. Again, the Wild and Scenic Film Festival taking place on April 24th at the Jim Santee Auditorium. I'm Lynn Ware-Peek, KPCW News.